South Korean Marine disappears after attempting to fight for Ukraine. By Gabrielle Reyes on March 25, 2022. A South Korean Marine who recently attempted to volunteer to fight for Ukraine in its latest war against Russia was reported as missing in action somewhere in Poland on Wednesday, the Korea Chungang Daily reported Thursday. The soldier was last confirmed to have left a Polish border guard's office on early morning Wednesday, South Korea's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in a statement issued on March 23. He had attempted to enter Ukraine but was turned around. It appears unlikely that he will succeed in trying to enter the country again in the future, the press release stated. South Korea's Yonhap news agency reported on March 23 that the man in question was allegedly refusing to leave Poland. South Korean embassy personnel are waiting to contact the Marine outside a checkpoint in a Polish border region to which the man was taken after he was denied access to Ukraine on Tuesday, March 22, Yonhap relayed. He is reportedly refusing to come out of the checkpoint for an unspecified reason. Embassy officials are not allowed to enter the checkpoint as it is a facility under foreign jurisdiction, the news agency revealed. South Korean media has described the Marine in question as 20 years old and a suspected South Korean military deserter. The man arrived in Warsaw, Poland, from South Korea on the morning of March 21, allegedly without permission from South Korea's government. South Korean law requires all people serving in positions of mandatory military service to request permission from their superiors before traveling outside the country. Military personnel who neglect to ask for travel permission are subject to punishments for the crime of desertion. South Korea's federal government in mid-February forbade its citizens from traveling to Ukraine for any reason, citing safety concerns. Seoul issued the notice in the days leading up to Russia's military invasion of Ukraine on February 24. The conflict between the neighboring countries has escalated into a full-scale war over the past month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced on February 27 Kyiv's formation of an international legion. He said he hoped the legion's advertisement would help recruit foreigners to Ukraine interested in supporting the nation's army in combat against Russia. Everyone who wants to join the defense of security in Europe and the world may come and stand shoulder to shoulder with Ukrainians against the invaders of the 21st century, Zelensky was quoted as saying by his official website. The government of Ukraine has temporarily axed its visa requirements and offered equipment and a salary to those with a valid passport and military training, the BBC reported on March 16. Men worldwide, including several hundred across Africa, have expressed interest in joining Ukraine's Foreign Legion since it formed on February 27. The government of Nigeria reacted to news that many men from the country had hoped to fight for Ukraine in mid-March, warning Nigerian nationals against engaging in any mercenary action in foreign countries. Nigeria discourages the use of mercenaries anywhere in the world and will not tolerate the recruitment, Nigeria's foreign ministry said in a statement.